Okay, so Vince had asked me to talk about insurance lawyer traps and foibles, what kind of trouble you can get in as an insurance lawyer and how to try to avoid it. I will try to approach this from both sides of the docket because there are obviously traps and foibles on both sides. Both sides obviously have to deal with discovery. And there are ethical overlays that have to do with a lawyer's role in discovery. And in particular, you need to be familiar with Texas Rule of Disciplinary Conduct 3.02, both so that you can conform your own conduct to it and also so that you can use it against others who don't seem to be that familiar with the rule, which simply requires that you not take positions that unreasonably increase cost or other burdens of the case or that unreasonably delay resolution of the matter, which, of course, these are tactics that we all know insurance companies and their lawyers never use, right? The notion that you would ever want to take a position that's unreasonable or that unreasonably increases the cost or other burdens of the litigation or delay of the litigation and thereby inconveniences the insured. We all know that insurance companies never do that. I'll tell you a story. One of my favorite mediation stories, I never know whether I should tell these mediation stories or not because it's supposed to be confidential, but I'm sure my clients wouldn't mind. I don't think they're alive anymore. It was an old bad faith case back in the days of mandatory treble damages where most cases got settled because there was actually something for the insurance company to fear. And my clients were an elderly couple, one of whom was actually dying of cancer, but that was not something that was the proper subject of discovery, and nobody in the room but me and his wife knew that. And so we had the joint session, and I made my presentation. Look, this is what's going to happen to you at trial, and you obviously screwed these people around and are going to have to pay for it, and we're in a good venue, and so on.